Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And you can give me $1 a month, $3, $5, whatever you guys prefer. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about a question that Lily Koremos asked me. I think that's the way you pronounce your last name. I apologize if it's not. And this is the question she asked. Hi, Shikha. I was wondering if you could do a video on calling people out. As INFJs, we can often see right through people and can see behind their facades and manipulative tactics. Do you call people out, especially at work? Thank you, Lily, for the question. It is such an important question because I've struggled with this myself for the longest time because we do see through people. I mean, it's not even just at work. It's at events, at workshops, in terms of experts. We see through some experts that are not really experts or gurus that are not really gurus. Or friends, we see through friends of friends and we're like, why are you friends with this person? Or relationships, we see through people very quickly. And so all of this aggravates us. You know, we see it and no one else sees it. Right? And that's what I think really is surprising to us and really annoying to us, really. I think it's fine if, you know, someone else saw it too and you're like, oh my God, you can like just commiserate with each other and talk to each other and be like, how can no one else see this person, right? I had this few moments like that where I was at a party two or three years ago, anyways. And there was this person who was obviously a complete fake, and he was really aggravating me and really annoying me. And I was like, no one else can see this. And then a friend of mine saw me making a face at him. And she's like, yeah, I get it. You know, I think exactly the same thing. I don't like him. I think he's a complete fake. And that in that instant, I felt so much gratitude and so much relief because I was not the only one thinking that way, right? That happens very rarely, though, of course. So what do we do? Do we call people out or no? And of course, my answer is no. I'm sorry to say this, Lily. I know that the instant desire and need for an INFJ is to call people out on their shit. But it is the worst idea ever, and it's a bad idea in general. Now, of course, I'm not saying that you shouldn't call people out who are bullying someone or who are being racist or sexist or who are doing necessarily something cruel to someone else. When they're being cruel to someone else and you have the capacity to step in and to protect this individual, it is your responsibility to do so. So I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about calling people out on their bullshit, on their nonsense, on their fakeness. It is going to result in nothing good. Either you're going to lose friends because those friends don't think that that person is rude or crude or fake or manipulative or anything like that. They're not going to think that, and you're going to lose your entire group of friends because they're going to think that you're being completely crazy. Or that person is going to call you out on something and you're not going to have an answer because we're not good at communicating out loud in this kind of situation. We don't like confrontation. We're not good at confrontation in general. And so if something like that happens, we're just going to stutter and the entire thing's going to fall apart. I've done this before. That's why I know. That's why I can share this with you. I've had so many situations where, you know, I thought a person was fake and she was a pivotal person in the group, unfortunately, because that's how people are like that. You know, people like this kind of fakeness perhaps somehow. Or this person really was good at being fake and she was very well liked by the entire group. And what I had to do is, in order to not be around that fakeness, around that, just, I could not stand it. I couldn't stand around being around this person. I had to leave the group because I couldn't say anything because the person was liked so much. If I even said one thing against her, I would have been kicked out. And so rather than being kicked out and going through the humiliation of that, it's a hard word to say, I just decided I'll just leave the group. Years later, I found out that a bunch of people in the group started disliking this person because they realized her manipulative attitude and her fakeness. And so, of course, in the end, I felt better. But in that moment, I couldn't do anything because that it wasn't the right time. It was definitely not the right time, right? And I lost a lot of good friends because of it. But unfortunately, that's the way of it. Either I was going to stay in that group and be around this fake person, which is impossible for me, or I would have said something and lost all of my friends. I wasn't going to do that. I at least wanted to be friends with them one-on-one. So I didn't hang out with them as a group, but I hung out with them one-on-one, which is at least good enough for me. I still had those friends. I didn't lose the entire group completely. And I still was able to keep my peace with myself, right? And so I know this is not the answer you guys are looking for. I know because my thing is like, I want to call people out and I want to be like, you are an idiot, you're a fake, you have no idea what you're talking about. And really, it's that aggression or that need in me to call people out so strong that I really have to control myself because I know that I can just in a moment blurt all of this stuff out and completely ruin everything, right? And so, of course, if you don't care about the group, if you don't care about the people, if you don't care about your friendships, then say it out loud. It's totally fine. But if you do care about the people in that group, the other people, and in a lot of ways, I have had situations where I do care about the other people and I want to still be friends with them. And I don't want to lose them. And so I don't say anything. I just step out of the group. I step away from them. I don't hang out in a situation where I know that fake person is going to be there, right? Weirdly enough, I've noticed that a lot of these fake people will reach out to me in the end and be like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. You know, what's going on with you? I'm like, did you not get the feeling that I don't like you? And that's the funny thing about us is like, people don't understand. People don't understand. If we don't like you, we don't like you, right? And so that also surprises me when those fake people or those manipulative people reach out to me and try to extend our friendship. And I think to myself, ah, wow, I can't believe you're so freaking clueless, right? And so, yeah, it gets me angry. As you guys can see, I don't like it. And I can think of at least 2, 3, 4 people in my life right now that I've had to deal with where they were extremely fake and manipulative. And I just, I literally was getting hives from hanging out around them. I had to say something. If I didn't say something, I was going to blow my mind. Or it was just going to spill out of my mouth, right? And so I had to be really careful and run away. Run away from the group, run away from the people, run away from that person. Now, of course, you're probably thinking, oh, isn't that a very, weak thing to do, or a cowardly thing to do, or, you know, it's not very courageous, not very brave. But what is the result of all of this? What are you trying to gain by telling this person out loud in front of everyone that they're fake? Don't you think that they know that they're fake? Don't you think that they know that they're being manipulated? And if they don't, what is the point of you telling them? Do you think they're going to change their ways if you tell them? No, they're not. They're still going to keep on doing what they're doing. And so nothing good is going to come out of it. I know what you're hoping for is like in the mangas or in the movies, you know, you tell this person they're fake and all of a sudden they have this revelation about themselves. They're like, oh my God, you're right. I can't believe I didn't see this about myself. And yes, I'm going to change myself and you are my savior. I mean, that's what we want to happen, right? And we want to make this person realize that they're going to be better off if they're authentic and they're a good person. They don't need to be fake, etc. But that's not how it happens in real life, all right? This person's not going to change so easily, and it's going to result in nothing good. They're not going to change, and they're going to still be the same person, but you're going to lose all your friends. Yeah, so what's the point? What are you trying to get out of it? Exactly is what you have to ask yourself, right? And that's what I ask myself every single time. I'm like, all right, if I do say something here at this moment in time, what is going to be the result? What's going to happen? And I know it's going to happen, is that everyone loves this person. And so they're going to hate me for calling this person out, for being rude to them or mean to them. And a lot of times in the past when I did call out this person. And the person started crying. And oh my God, the wrath that came across towards me. I had to deal with so much shit. Everyone was like, you're a horrible person, you're mean, you have to apologize. And of course this person was fake crying. Or maybe they weren't, I don't know. But it was just like all of this rage came towards me and I was kicked out, obviously. And nothing good came out of it. Nothing. I didn't feel better after. I did not. And so if you're doing this to feel better, you know, write in your journal or talk to a friend about it. That's what I usually do. I just went to a friend who's not in that particular group, or perhaps to a friend who knows the fakeness of this person, if there is someone like that. But very rarely that does not happen usually. So I'll usually just talk to my journal. I'll talk to a friend from outside the group and I'll be like, oh my God, this fake person is really annoying the hell out of me. And so I went to that person, but that's it. You know, that's all I do. And I don't call them out, all right? Especially not at work, because that's not the kind of persona you want to give out at work. That is not the kind of person you want to be at work. At work, especially at corporate situations, being a person who calls out other people on their bullshit is not going to get you anywhere fast. Actually, it's going to get you fired or get you kicked out of the company, because It's not the kind, you want to be a team player. You don't want to be a person who does that kind of stuff, Lily. So I hope this makes sense. You know, if I didn't explain myself perfectly, please message me and I'll kind of expand on it a little bit more. But my main tenet with this, obviously, is do not call people out, especially not at work. You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person who is labeled as the person who calls everyone out. It's just not the right persona for you to handle. It's better for you to just do it on your own, get peace on your own by venting to someone else, but do not do that, okay? Unless they're being racist, as I said, unless they're being racist or bullying someone or being sexist or being rude in some way or being cruel in some way, then of course call them out. You know, stop that nonsensical behavior right away. But if they're being fake or manipulative, don't do anything about it, okay? I know it hurts to hear this, I'm sure. But that's the way I look at it. Now, of course, everyone might have a different opinion on it. I'd love to hear from you guys on this. And if you guys like this video or any other videos that I've done, or you like me in general, you can support me by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.